Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires and supported by PNC Bank. Very happy to have my friend Scott Dixon on here for about 15 or 20 minutes. Talk about his brand new contract, an extension to stay with Chip Ganassi Racing for 2019 and beyond. Don't know exactly how much the beyond is. I might save some of that speculation, some of what we've heard a little bit for our Week in IndyCar episode coming up here in a day or two, but good to speak with Dix. Great to get a feel for what it was like at this stage of his career to have so many suitors coming his way, offering a bunch of things. Things that might not make it into print, but knowing that everyone from Roger Penske to McLaren Racing to DTM teams, V8 supercar teams, came knocking, came offering, and he chose to stay with Chip for at least another year or two, and we will see if and what happens in the future. He also spoke about that a little bit, since he did have so many people asking to dance, and he did decide to stay with his long-standing partner of 17 years. What do you do with those who inquired? And so, spoke about that a little bit towards the end. Also spoke about what it was like knowing that there were some really high-powered folks interested in securing his services. Was it like getting a feel from Chip Ganassi and the team as a whole about how much he means to them? That's part of this. Maybe, I'm not saying it's important, but it gets lost a little bit. You find out when you're on the market how much not only those who might want you are interested, but also maybe the one who wants to get you back, what they think of you. So went into that a little bit. One revelation or two in here. He didn't go into specifics, but mentioned that there could be some other major announcements coming on personnel and such. And so, yeah, exciting times, but also good to catch up with Dixie here, who's just been a fairly awesome member of the IndyCar community for so many years. It's also really nice, too, to have him on for the first time a week after his primary sponsor, PNC Bank, has come on for a three-month supporting role here on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. PNC is proud to sponsor Scott Dixon, driver of the number 9 car for Chip Ganassi Racing. Everyone tunes in on race day, but so much of the race is determined off camera during the work put in throughout the week, month, and year. From the gym to the practice track, Scott Dixon and the team take small steps every day to get closer to victory lane. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC. You know you can get every episode of our lovely little Marshall Pruitt podcast on iTunes, on Podbean, on Spotify, and also on our Facebook page, the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. A little bit of a sidebar. Just started work. It's going to take a little while, a couple months probably, because my awesome web designer is very busy. That's why he's awesome. But we have a new Marshall Pruitt Podcast website that is being developed, and that will be the one home where you can get every episode we've ever put up, more than 300. Listen to them, search for them. We're going to try and break them down into show features, so the regular weekly shows like the Week in IndyCar, Week in Sports Cars, our audio features with race cars, be it in-car audio or ambient, the features that we do, the My Life and Racing Career series, Who the Hell Are You, etc., etc. So probably a couple months away from that, but looking forward to having that, and also a place you can go to and find all the super easy methods to subscribe. All right, off we go with our man, Dixie.
Well, Dix, I just spoke with our boy, Mr. Stefan Johansson, your manager, and it sounded like he was throwing huge duffel bags of cash into his bank there. All kidding aside, what's it like putting this behind you, mate? Because I know you've read plenty from idiots like me and others talking about potential future for you. Is it good just to kind of hit the mute button on this and move forward with your career and season?
I think, you know, not just for me, but I think for all parties kind of involved, it's nice to get some closure. You know, I think going back a step, you know, I think each time we have been in this position, you know, there's always been, you know, talks and, you know, I think it's, you know, for Chip too, you know, that it's, you know, it's a good idea, obviously, to look at the landscape, you know, and, you know, not just teams in IndyCar, but looking, the future for, you know, different reasons. You know, as always wise, I think this year there was a lot more talk, obviously, with, some of the different parties that are involved, you know, which I think is exciting in general, you know, for the series and you know, for the drivers, for the teams. You know, I think it's a big deal. So yeah, for me, it's nice to, you know, have the, you know, the release today, clear the air, make sure, you know, everybody's on the same page. And, you know, as always, we're focused on what's at hand, but, you know, nice to have a little bit of closure on a couple of different things.
So I'm going to get into the team side and Ganassi and future and all that stuff in a minute, but I did want to stick more on a personal vein here with the interest that was shown for you. I mean, obviously with Steph, it's his job to go out and, you know, on your behalf, gauge interest if folks are, you know, expressing interest, sending in inquiries about your availability. It's obviously on him to look after a lot of that process. But what's it like for you, Dix, now, you know, so far into your IndyCar career? It's one thing to be, you know, at the end of a current contract and have nobody calling. It's another thing to have, sounds like, the minute word got out, Jesus, dude, whether it's DTM, the V8 supercars, you name it, it sounds like a lot of people were really interested in your services. It's maybe a bit of a softball, but how does that feel? Because you could have others could have the opposite, where it's crickets and they've got nobody coming in.
Yeah, no, it's obviously, you know, it's flattering and it's good to be, you know, obviously it's good to be in a situation like that. I think it's fairly easy to clear through, you know, a lot of that stuff quite quickly. You know, but there's, you know, there's definitely, you know, some great teams in IndyCar alone. You know, for me, it's probably important to look slightly further ahead. Maybe, you know, it's always difficult motor racing, you know, from one year to the next. You know, it changes, and the fundamentals can change quite quickly. So it's, you know, you kind of got to do it in a couple of different phases. But yeah, you know, it is great to be in a position like that. You know, and people like, you know, Chip or Penske or Andretti or even the likes of McLaren, you know, have, you know, a long list and a fair picking of talent and direction that they want to go, you know, whether it's different series or drivers or whatever. So, you know, it's not me just in the situation, you know, they all have options too. It's just, you know, everybody's trying to find their way and making sure it's, you know, a situation that's going to work, you know, at its best for all the different parties.
So when I think about some of my favorite sports teams, not just racing, but sports teams throughout the years, you often find a situation where they have one central player. I guess most recently we might think of LeBron James, for example, where the Cleveland Cavaliers and now the Lakers have gotten a hold of the guy and then built around him. Even though he didn't own the team, there's no question it's LeBron James' team, and the decisions being made are all pointed towards helping him lead the organization to a championship. Would you say that was a big part in your reasoning to return to Ganassi? Because if I'm thinking about some of the other places you might have had offers from, super strong as well, but I don't know if you would be in that central position like you are right now.
I think in some ways it's maybe, you know, slightly different, especially for drivers. Yes, you know, there's ways to you know, build certain things, but you know, you got to be careful too. There's a reason why, you know, Chip and everybody involved has been so successful across, you know, many different platforms and series. And you know, even if you look at Chip, you know, with a relatively short and young team owner situation, you know, he's you know, almost ticked every box possible.
Yeah.
So you know, there's lots of different reasons. You know, you got to look at the partnerships, you know, such as PNC to Honda to, you know, the team to NTT Data, to, you know, teammates, engineers. You know, there's so many things that, you know, a lot of people, you know, sometimes forget, you know, that makes these teams, you know, tick over. And there's a lot of resources and a lot of people that you don't even, you know, get to see at the track. You know, there's tons of shop-based people that are huge talents and, you know, make every bit of what we achieve possible because of their hard work. So, you know, I think it's, to me, the realization is it's definitely very much about the people. You know, the people to me are pretty much, you know, what it's all about. You know, whether it's you know, the mechanics to the pit stop guys to, you know, the engineers, you know, to the whole environment, you know, the team. And you also want to be in an environment that you thrive in. You know, some situations just aren't going to be right for you. So, yeah, you know, I think you kind of run, you know, scenarios through your mind, but there's also time for change. You know, there's time for, you know, when you maybe need to make a bigger step, you know. So those are always, you know, not easy to make, but I think in this situation, you know, when it came down to total crunch, you know, there was a fairly, you know, fairly clear vision.
You mentioned change, which was my next question. Some people in general roll with changes and they can thrive, or might take a little while, but they will find a way to make whatever new team, new engineer, new engine supplier, whatever it is, might take a little while, but they will, they're not averse to change, and they'll find a way to make it work. What's your comfort level on this topic? Because the thought, at least, of packing up your locker and walking into a new shop next season or whenever and starting over with others, I think that would be daunting for anybody, but maybe even more for a champion like yourself, or not so much?
Yeah, you know, I think there's right times, right? You know, I think that's where, you know, and you know, I think a lot of people come to a conclusion at the right time, and it's different for everybody. I think, you know, when you're welcome or you're not, or you enjoy the environment that, you know, you've been working with. We live in the business of change, right? Every year, you know, every week, you know, the track's different because of a different aero kit to the engine. You know, it's different to the tires being different, to the weather being different. You know, so it's we do live in a constant change environment. So it's important sometimes to look at the fundamentals to you know, remain the same as well. So, you know, I think you have to roll with you know, some things, but you know, the big focus being, you know, on what really makes the difference. And you know, again, it takes me back to the people that are involved. You know, that's, you know, what really, especially in the current formula, and you know, I think teams in general, when you look at success, you know, it's really because of you know, the people that work there. So yeah, you know, I you know, at some point, or you know, whether it's, you know, Chip's choice, my choice, you know, there will be change at some point, right? It's inevitable. It's inevitable for all of us. Yeah, I guess the easy thing for me was right now at this specific point, this was, you know, the right decision.
PNC is proud to sponsor Scott Dixon, driver of the number 9 car for Chip Ganassi Racing. Scott knows that the road to victory lane starts today. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Last couple of questions, Dick. So we covered a bit about the sensation of feeling that desire and interest from other teams. I know our pal Mr. Ganassi might not be the most touchiest, feeliest guy in the world, but what did you learn about how you were viewed and the importance that Chip felt for you as really a part of the foundation at this organization? Because from what I've heard, you know, he didn't even want to think about going racing without you. But, you know, it seems to me like times like these, with contracts up for negotiation, maybe you get an even better feel for how much you mean to someone or a organization as a whole.
I think, you know, in our situation, and you know, me just speaking about the topic, you know, I can't speak for Chip, but you know, for you know, you got to look at 17 years with anybody. You know, that's one hell of a relationship. And for us, you know, we've had success. We've had some, you know, low points as well. But you know, I think Chip too is you know, the way that's he's that some people see him. You know, I feel like, you know, I would do anyway, but I have a different, you know, relationship with Chip. He's actually, you know, he's got a very big heart, and you know, when the cards are laid out, man, he's there to an extent that you know, a lot of people don't get to see. You know, he's actually a very loving person, and to his fault sometimes, you know, probably, you know, you know, that can maybe affect his judgment sometimes. But you know, he, I don't know, you know, I again, it goes back to, you know, the environment. You know, I love his passion for racing. You know, his success, you know, definitely shows that. You know, but the way I've seen him go through adverse, you know, situations, you know, even with, you know, Dan Weldon and you know, Justin, and you know, he has a very big heart, and you know, knows what really means the most. So, you know, to me, you know, he's a lot of fun to work with. At times he can be tough, but I think that's, you know, extremely valuable in the same breath. You know, the fact that you've got someone from the top, you know, expecting the results that all of us know well that we need to do. But, you know, it's, you know, it's kind of, it's good to get a little Chip pep talk here and there.
Maybe that's actually a reason the two of you get along so well, because one of the comments I see on a more regular basis than I thought I might, is about you and, you know, the Iceman, and we don't get to see a whole lot about who he is, etc. But you know, we know in the paddock that, as I've said many times before, whether it is a Dan or a Justin or anybody that needs help, you're the first guy there. You don't want any recognition, and you're not there for anyone from a publicity standpoint. So it's interesting to hear that you and Chip are very similar in that capacity. Well, I guess last question or two, Dix, is looking at where this team is going now, knowing that they're going to have you for another year or two at least. You mentioned once or twice this year, without going into real specifics, that there are some things internally, maybe, I don't know if it was specifically the 9 car or the team as a whole, that weren't gelling maybe or weren't working exactly the way you wanted. As much as you're comfortable, are there any things in that area that as you look to next season where you think, okay, we need to make some changes, or have things smoothed out in whatever areas those were?
Yeah, you know, I think there's you know, there's always things that you can, you know, work towards, you know, fine tune. You know, there's sometimes, and I've spoken to it before, right? You know, it's almost sometimes you get a bit stagnant if you have the same group doing the same things, right? It's the first sign of insanity if you keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. But you know, it's you know, I think the team has some exciting things coming. You know, I'm not sure on timelines and you know, and mostly it's just personnel, which, you know, that's not been my decision. It's something that they've known for a while, that they feel like they can improve on or not, and not just in IndyCar, it's across the board, you know, and you know, with the Cup side, and also with the GT. So, yeah, you know, if I wasn't excited, I wouldn't be with this team. You know, I'm excited for what they have coming, for the plans that they have in the near future. But also, you know, I think the success that I think this team, you know, is known well for, you know, and hopefully, you know, long into their future, and you know, even without me, that it's definitely going to continue. So, yeah, I think it's that, you know, this business is always changing and it's evolving, and you know, it's something that I think has been a topic of conversation at the team, and you know, they're working hard at it.
Last question for you, mate. So you have signed on for what, 18th year, probably 19th year? I mean, you could be sending a kid to college by the time we get into this next contract. You obviously still, though, have had a lot of people expressing interest. How do you approach that going forward, right? And I'm thinking, well, you had quite a few people knocking on the door. You said, nope, I'm staying home, staying where I am. But you know, there's going to be an end to this next contract, and I would assume probably some of the same people knocking on the door. Do you just leave that to Steph and say, all right, Mr. Manager, and your money? How do you, you know, keep that in a separate place to be taken care of whenever that time might come?
I think for all of us, you know, that's a process of what we do, right? You know, it's you know, motor racing, as we all know, from year to year changes drastically. You know, I've always had, you know, 1 year deals, 2 year deals, 3 year deals, you know, sometimes. So it's nothing new. I think it's you know, something since I was, when did I sign my first contract? I think it was probably when I was 19 or 20. So It's always a process, but you try to plan for it. But even that is, you know, is difficult. You know, and where the series is, where your head's at, to, you know, what's available. There's so many moving pieces that there's no point really focusing on it until it really comes to, you know, to the crunch time, you know, of the period where you start talking. So, you know, for me, it was, you know, trying to go through the process. You know, Stefan, you know, obviously tries to, you know, get the options, look at the feasible ones, you know, see what really has substance, you know, and then investigating a little bit more, and then you know, making a decision, and you know, those, to be honest, every time at that situation have been different. So it's not something I really dwell on. You know, I look at for the, you know, the right now and what we can achieve, you know, with the current team, and for us now, the focus is, you know, it's always been the championship this year. Just now with a little more clarity as far as, you know, you know, not having to talk about too many other things outside of the current championship. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's part of the process. It's part of something I've, you know, we've always done. It's part of, you know, what every driver has to go through. You know, some years are a little easier than others.
So now with your big new contract in place, you think Franchitti will take you out and actually pay for dinner? Or is he going to stiff you with the bill?
I think he must have robbed a bank, mate, because he's been paying a lot lately.
What?
His arms have grown much longer.
no way!
His pockets are deeper. Yeah, I don't know. I think he must have won the lottery. So I'm going to be asking for a loan, mate.
Exactly. Well, I just bought a couple of racing T-shirts, and I'm like, well, I know he'd like a couple of them, so I grabbed a couple for him, and I know I'm going to hand those to him. He's going to say thanks, and I think those alligator arms are going to reappear. So,
no, they got much longer, so I'll make sure you do it when I'm there, and I'll tell him to get his wallet out.
Good man. See, I knew you had my back, Dick. Hey, brother, thanks. Not only thanks for your time, but happy to see that, as I've told you, even better, we got PNC Bank supporting this little podcast as well.
Yeah, it's mega, man. Thank you. I'm excited. Can't wait. Thank you for the kind words.
And that was our boy, New Zealand's finest, Scott Dixon. Interesting. Knowing that he's going to be back at Ganassi. Like I said, I'll save some of this for the week in IndyCar episode. But there's some knock-on effects here. I think that there are a few drivers, one or two in particular, who woke up and prayed and then thanked the Lord for having Scott Dixon stay with Ganassi, because there were some potential changes, some higher profile drivers who might have been out of work had Scott not been retained by Ganassi. So, silly season isn't over. There's still a lot going on. Not everything I can write about or my Racer magazine colleague Robin Miller can get into right now, but Dixon's the biggest piece on the board, and we know where that is slotting in. Still leave some others that are going to be certainly interesting to follow as we go forward here into the coming weeks, once we wrap up the series, wrap up the championship in 33 days. And then we have a whole off-season of fun that is coming. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires and supported by PNC Bank. Thank you for listening.